Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
You attract the quality of people through your reputation, through your lack of integrity, or through your integrity. The only people that can survive around me are people that are integral. The people who have a lack of integrity are the first ones to fall off from my life. They can't stand to be around me. We will fall out. You won't like me. Something in you will hate me. And sooner or later, you'll write me a letter, you'll text me, you'll call me and let me know that you can no longer be a protege or no longer around KCI because my integrity is too strong. And if you tell me something, I'm going to hold it to you, and I'm going to call you out on it. I said, hey, you said you were going to send this in the mail. Hey, you said you were going to give me a call back. Hey, you said, and then I catch you up every time. And either you'll grow from that and you say, man, General April, the kingdom strategist does not play. Man, she would definitely challenge you to become better at keeping promises. Because my goal is don't make a promise that you're not going to keep. That's my goal.
That's right.
If you can't keep it, then start talking differently. Because we got too many people out here that are making false promises that are messing up with people's heads. And one thing that we teach is being integral. Be accountable for your words, for your language. Trustworthiness demonstrates that you are what you appear to be. This is why a lot of people, even in romantic relationships, it starts off well. You think that he loves you. You think that y'all can get married and have a 20-year-plus marriage. And then as soon as you get together and get married, he comes out, and now he's hitting you or cheating on you. You're finding other girls' numbers in his pockets, and he's off somewhere not coming home till 4 in the morning. Oh, possibly Pearl, General Andrew, I don't understand. Help me pray for my marriage. And this is why I try and talk to the ladies before they get married. I said, listen, their character was speaking loud, almost on like a blowhorn, way before you got married. I said, right. But you believe what you wanted to believe. You didn't really ask the right questions, and you didn't study the character long enough to realize that there was a lack of trustworthiness.
Amen.
There was a lack of integrity. There was a lack of that. And so now you're in this situation where he's now abandoned you. You're hurt. You're heartbroken. Probably got a few kids by him. And now you're like, there's no good dude.
Amen.
There's no good human being, or even the opposite, because there are men that do this as well, and they get hurt by women. But more, you know, we hear the cases of the woman. Expertise demonstrates that you are the best at what you do. When you are an expert, see, when you are not integral, you got to watch that. It comes at a challenge. I watch it. It's so easy. I have so many tricks of how I can tell a person's heart before I even really get to know them, and it doesn't take me long. But it's an easiness with it. You become an expert. When you're an expert at something, it's like a second nature. It's secondhand. You don't even have to think too long. You don't have to react with hesitation. It's just something that's in you. But when you are not trustworthy, when you are not integral, it's an issue. Because there's a hesitation, it usually takes you longer to reply, you stutter more, you don't have a plan in place. You know, people that we talk to on the simplest things, hey, have you been, Apostle April, can you pray for me? I'm going through some things. They tell us what they're going through. I say, hey, since the last time we talked, we gave you strategy on how to read your word. We gave you the book to start reading the word in. We told you how to study. We told you how to look at the word. Tell me, have you been reading the word of God? Hey, Apostle, you know, I've been working. They shift, they changed my shift at work, and you know, I've been so tired. I said, whoa, I didn't ask about your job. It's amazing how you just went ahead and just stopped that, so you started stuttering. It was a simple yes or no. Even if they changed your shifts, you still got 15 minutes to read one scripture, two scriptures. You got Google on your phone. You on Facebook. I saw you post like 8 times. You could have Googled one word and looked it up and had a better, deeper understanding of the scripture. Did you do that? See, when you're an expert at being integral, you just answer the question. When you're an expert and having trustworthiness, you don't have to shuck and jive, and you don't have to change the subject, and you don't have to hesitate. You don't even have to stutter. This is so easy. If you learn little small quirks that tells you the cracks in the person's character, you can avoid being hurt. You can avoid wasting your time. You can avoid even in your own self going down the repetitious cycle of not really moving forward in life. The only people in my life are people that will challenge me to do better, that will call me out on things that I may be slacking in. The only people that I attract are people that are go-getters in this life, who only want wins in this life, who are about taking risks in this life, who are about making a difference in other people's lives. These are the
Amen.
People that I attract. You know why? Because I've learned to study and how to sow my seed of unending favor through integrity. Always strive to build the highest quality reputation possible. Now you can start it even today. Always strive to build the highest quality reputation possible. Many people unintentionally ruin their good name. It don't have to be intentional. You can do it unintentionally. Many people unintentionally ruin their good name because they attempt unrealistic goals. It's so simple. You strive for too big of a bite of an apple. You think, whoa, how is that playing against my reputation? Be realistic with yourself. This is what we say, over-promising, under-delivering. This is how people begin to now look at you and say, oh, I ain't doing business with them. For all my entrepreneurs, for all my people that want a successful business and extra streams of income, be realistic with your goals. People will come back and be a repetitive customer and client when you know just what you can do and the amount of time that you could do it in and how much it costs to do it. Doesn't matter if you're doing services or counseling. It doesn't matter if you're actually selling products. There's a lot of people that get excited, especially around the holidays, because they want to sell merchandise, they want to sell, you know, services, whatever it is. But if you are not realistic with your clients and you're saying, oh, I can ship it to you in 2 days, but you didn't take into consideration that this is a holiday and, you know, shipments may not be on time due to the influx of people always mailing something, or it could be due to the lack of demand and the process of how you have to supply it, all types of things, how you got to get it from the warehouse. If you become late, if you become, you know, let's say you have products and you don't mail it when you told them you could, or you couldn't mail as much as you, you know, told them that would be available, or if you made certain appointments and counseling and things got busy and you couldn't make the call and you were late calling, all of that adds up to how people really will lower the quality of your reputation. The reason why people love us is because I only schedule the calls and only okay the calls that even our administrative team schedules when I know I can really do it. No matter what I'm doing, I stop everything and make sure that I call right on the dot. Even one lady was impressed. I said, what you impressed for? Because I'm black, because, you know, they say color people's time. I said, if you made the appointment at this time, we're going to call you within that minute. We're very accurate on that. When our time is up, we say, oh, the time is up. But you're welcome to re-sign up again for another training. Doesn't matter what it is for our other sides of our businesses. Whatever it is that they need, we have people that outsource, and they take care of all that other stuff for our travel and our, you know, vacation and other streams of income businesses that we have. So I don't even have to deal with that, and they're very punctual. Otherwise, they don't get paid. So whatever it is, many people unintentionally will ruin a good name because they attempt unrealistic goals and deadlines. You must allow for the unexpected. Whatever it is, even if it's not a business and even if it's just something you're promising a friend, be realistic in your goal. If you know you're 20 minutes away, don't say, I'll be there in 10. Being integral, small things will help groom you as a person, and it will help set up your reputation, and people will want to rock with you. Everywhere I go, people rock with me, and people want to rock with Andrew, General Andrew. You know why? Because we're people of integrity. They know whatever we say, they can count on us. Many people, when we used to give out money, they loved it because whatever we said we could do, we did it. And it wasn't 3 days trying to get it to them. We did it immediately. They needed help, we did it immediately. You need your car out of tow, immediately. You need to pay your cell phone bill, immediately. When they say, oh, okay, yeah, I'll get you the money, and then me and him got busy and forgot about you, that would immediately lower your opinion of us, because when you needed us and when we said we would be there, we got busy and forgot about you. How have you forgotten about someone this year? How have you short-stopped somebody this year? How have you promised someone and you overpromised but you underdelivered? Because we can get like that. We can get selfish. You know what? They need to just be thankful that I'm even thinking about them at this point. I don't even care. They're going to have to – I'm going through something right now. They're going to have to wait. How many times do we take that attitude after you've already promised to be there for someone else? Carefully think through your decisions. What potential difficulties might you encounter? What delays or setbacks? You got to understand that others are watching you closely. Are you consistent? That's a big one. Are you consistent? All of this is under the umbrella of integrity. Are you impartial? Are you trustworthy? Do you show respect and honor? These are things that people don't think I realize, but I know it when people want to get close to us. I want to be your armor bearer, General April. I wouldn't trust them with my purse. I look at your life. I see all your bad decisions. I don't trust you with my wallet. Why in the world would I let you be my armor bearer? I want to go ahead and travel with you. I don't even trust you to ride next to me in the seat next to me on the airplane. I don't think so. Because your integrity is not there. I don't see you exhibiting because I'm watching. I'm looking. So should you. For your friends of your children, for a potential suitor, spouse, you need to be observant and learn how is their reputation? How are their display of their fruit? Are they trustworthy? Do they change their mind often? Oh, that's a big one. A lot of people, they don't think about that. Because you are, definitely, you can change your mind. That is your right. But I look at it as this, as a leader. You come to me and you tell me, oh, I know this is a divine connection and God has sent me to you because, you know, I was with another leader just 2 weeks ago and, you know, God sent me to them, but then God told me to come to you. And then two weeks before that, where were you? Well, I was in another state and God sent me to another pastor. Well, actually, no, he sent me to one pastor. And then 4 weeks after that, God sent me to another pastor. I said, man, God is sending you to a lot of people in a short amount of time. Are you an impartial person? Are you inconsistent? Because you know why? Your fruit will prove just how long you'll be with me. Most of the time, 99.99% of the time, the ones that have been bouncing around and God sent them to several people within 30 days, I said, they're not going to be with me long. God's going to, quote, unquote, send them to someone else. And sure enough, they go ahead and they send us a message and say, God sent me to somebody else. I'm moving to the West Coast or something like that. So that's fine. I'm not heartbroken over it because God always does bring forth other people, and that's fine. But you know why it didn't hurt? It's because God already showed me. Most of the hurts that we experience is because we didn't expect it. Most of the hurts that we experience is because we didn't understand that the whole setup was right there before our eyes. The whole character and lack of character or good character was already being displayed in front of you. But because you were blinded for whatever reason, it caught you off guard and your feelings got hurt. Your heart got broke.
Right.
It's very hard to catch General Andrew and myself off guard because we're always sharp in the spirit with discernment. And the number one thing we look at is integrity. Because if you're not integral to man, that shows me that you are not integral to God. Because you cannot honor God without honoring man. It's so easy when you are walking and planting seeds of integrity, and this is just one seed that will get you to a higher quality of a lifestyle in your character because God looks at that. You have to establish a reputation. You got to establish a reputation of wisdom and integrity, and then you will succeed beyond your wildest dreams. That's what my mentor told me. He told me, he said, establish a reputation of wisdom and integrity, and you will succeed beyond your wildest dreams.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.